Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
I don't care what anyone says. At rock bottom, women are as unpredictable as sparrows. Take Marcia Pilgrim, for instance. After Jeff's walked out on her and taken off for a few weeks in the sun, what does she do? After all the good work I've put in on Marcia, what does that woman do? She turns round and says, I want him back. It was my duty to be more attractive. Or something equally appalling. So she persuades her Uncle Tressida Bendigo to charge off and ask Pilgrim will he please come back to the firm. I tell you, it's enough to make a chap give up women altogether and live in a cave and study yoga. Better get up and see what that brainless ass Percy Fleming wants me for.
There you are, Palmer. Take a chair. Let me see. Yes. Well, now, Harry, just before Jeff Pilgrim left us so unfortunately, there was a new scheme broached for dealing with the approval of invoices for payment, you remember?
Yes, of course, sir. It was an idea of Pilgrim's.
Oh? I was under the impression you'd originated it.
Oh, no, it was definitely Pilgrim's idea, Mr. Fleming.
Oh, well, whoever thought of it first doesn't matter. What I wanted to tell you was, we've decided to put it into operation. In future, account executives such as yourself and Peter Campbell and Woodstock will approve the bills for payment as they come in, and you'll send them to accounts for entry. And high time, too. I don't know why we went through our other complicated procedure for so long.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, Mr. Fleming. It'll save a lot of work all round.
I quite agree. The account department are preparing a screed at the moment, setting out just what's to be done. And we'll begin the new system tomorrow. You're clear on that?
Oh, yes, I have that, sir.
Good. Very well. I won't keep you any longer, Harry.
Oh, before I go, Mr. Fleming, how did Benny Puller take it? I mean, his account changing hands here. Is he quite satisfied with what I'm doing, do you know?
I've heard no complaints. As far as I'm aware, you're managing very well.
Well, and I wonder if this is a good time to broach the subject, sir. The Puller account involves a good deal of responsibility, and it occurred to me that I might approach the firm for another $200 or $300 a year to bring me into something of the same category as Jeff Pilgrim was in for the same work.
Yes. Let me see. How do you stand at the moment? You're on 850, aren't you?
Well, 800, actually, sir.
Yes, of course. Well, of course, we can't rush into these things, Harry. Perhaps in another month or so. These things all take time, but I have no doubt that if you keep progressing as you are, the directors will make some suitable reward. And mind you, I'm making no promises, but in the fullness of time, I think something will be done. There. Satisfied?
Very well, Mr. Fleming. By the way, sir, there's no chance of Jeff Pilgrim returning here, is there?
Why do you ask that?
Heard a whisper to that effect. Oh, not in the firm, sir. This was a rumor I heard outside.
I shouldn't pay much attention to it, Palmer. I shouldn't pay any attention to it at all, as a matter of fact.
Well, I merely wondered how I'd stand if he did return, sir.
You mean you'd like to know if you'll retain the Puller account? Just supposing Pilgrim does join the firm again, eh?
Well, frankly, Mr. Fleming, yes.
Well, I'm afraid I can't tell you anything.
There must have been some truth in what I heard.
I've already stated, Harry, that I can't tell you anything about it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm very busy this morning.
Very well, sir.
And it might be a good idea not to repeat what you've been hearing. Take a word of warning. I don't think Mr. Bendigo would like it. Do you understand? That's all. Ask Miss Rogers to come in as you go through, would you please?
Hi there, Harry. Nice of you to come round. What is it? Social call?
Far from it.
I thought as much. Well, before you give me the works, how are you off for cigarettes? I'm right out.
Here you are. Take a few.
Thanks. How do you like my office?
Well, Penny's done you proud, but I didn't come here to admire the interior decorating. Do you know what's happening about Jeff Pilgrim?
I have a pretty fair idea.
When you saw Marcia the other night, you gummed up the works properly. What on earth did you say to her?
Does it matter?
Instead of screaming for a divorce, as I was certain she would, she's gone all noble. Tressida Bendigo's going up to bring Jeffrey back to Marcia and the firm.
Oh, no.
So what are you going to do if he moves back with Marcia and the firm?
Just a minute. Give me time to think. Oh, but he wouldn't. They'd never talk him into it.
I think they will. Now, listen to me, Stella. I've worked hard to get what I am. I've got Pilgrim's job, and I'm pretty sure his wife is falling in love with me. Are we going to fall down now? Either of us?
If you want me to do something rotten, Harry, you may as well clear out of here this minute.
I thought you were in love with the chap.
So I am. I've tried not to be, but I am. It's nothing short of disgusting. He's so beastly fond of another woman's husband. Oh, why am I telling you this? It's getting me down.
Why don't you do something about it? All's fair in love, isn't it?
I used to think so. But now I'm not so sure. You can't trick a man like Jeff Pilgrim into marriage. And after talking to Marcia the other night...
Now, look here. I've got a scheme. Tressida Bendigo's leaving tomorrow. And if you were to get in first...
Get in with what?
The last person in the world Jeff will expect to see is Tressida Bendigo. No one but me is supposed to even know where he is. And at this very moment, he's bound to be thinking about another job.
So what?
Cora's made him plenty of offers, hasn't he?
Good ones.
All right, then. Here's what you do. Where's old Benny now, by the way?
Playing golf.
Oh, hang it. Will he be in today?
Sometime after 4, I believe. I wish you'd tell me what you're driving at, Palmer.
Well, here we go. The moment you can, get hold of Benny and tell him you've discovered where he can get in touch with Jeff. And that it might be a good idea.
You in again today, Tressida. You said you were playing golf.
So I was, but this is important. Do you remember, Percy, some time ago when I told you to transfer Miles Hendricks so that I could move another man into his place?
Yes, yes, of course I remember. And I also remember thinking it was extremely peculiar, to say the least.
Well, I finally found the chap I was after. And I want him installed here safely before Jeff Pilgrim returns.
Ah, you mean if he returns.
Never mind that. This fellow's named Glover. He's a very shrewd head. He's the most able accountant, CPA and all that. And he's done a lot of work for insurance companies. Special audits to uncover falsified books and so on. Yes, he's just the cove.
But, good gracious me, there's nothing wrong with our books. What's at the bottom of all this, Tressida? What's going on?
That's what Glover's coming here to find out. I told you months ago we had a nigger on our woodpile. And one or two small things lately have made me certain of it. This chap Glover will move into Hendricks's office. You can arrange all that. And you can give out that he's here to take Miles Hendricks' place in the firm.
But what's he actually going to do?
Flush our nigger out into the open, that's what. There are one or two things about my firm I want cleared up. And for the moment, Percy, that's about all you need to know.
All this, I take it, has something to do with Jeff Pilgrim's return.
That's right.
But what I can't understand, Tressida, is that young Bronson woman's not with us any longer, and you're not absolutely certain Jeff Pilgrim will be back. Without those two here, what's the sense of this chap Glover?
Glover is not being brought here to watch Jeff Pilgrim. He's coming here to keep an eye on someone else altogether. someone else altogether, Percy. And if you went three parts blind, you'd know who I mean.
Oh, Mr. Puller, I'm so glad you're back. Can you spare me a few minutes?
I guess so. What is it?
Shall we go into your office?
Is it that important? Yours will do. Come on, what's up?
I heard where Jeff Pilgrim went.
You did? Where is the beggar?
Daybreak Island. But what I thought you'd be even more interested to hear is that Mr. Bendigo is going up to see him about going back to their firm.
He is, eh? When?
Tomorrow. Mr. Puller, why don't we get in first? Why don't you fly north tonight?
That's impossible.
Oh, is it? Well, we could wire him a really good offer, I suppose. It wouldn't be the same as signing him up personally. You see, I've a feeling that once Mr. Bendigo talks to him, he might accept and sign a new contract or something. We've so little time, and I know you want Jeff Pilgrim here with you.
How much would it take to tempt him?
Well, haven't you already mentioned 2,000 a year?
Do you think that's enough?
I imagine he'd jump at it.
Get my lawyers on the phone. We'll draw up a watertight contract, something he can't get out of.
Yes, but if you're tied up tonight, who's going to make the trip for Jeff to sign it before Tressa the Bendigo gets up there?
What's the matter, Miss Bronson? Don't you like playing? You're going up to see Jeff Pilgrim, and let me tell you, you'd better get that contract.
Oh, what marvelous luck. I never dreamt it would turn out like this. And to think that only yesterday I wouldn't even tell old Benny where Jeff had gone. But that was before I talked to Marcia. Jeffrey Pilgrim, here I come.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.